You are listening to Equity Equals on the Michigan Business Network. Equity Equals promotes nonprofit businesses and social entrepreneurs that impact Michigan's double bottom line. The host is Angela Austin.
Welcome back to Equity Equals.
She's Angela Austin. I'm Jeffrey Mosier. And the very first Election 20XX City Leadership Forum was held in Lansing, Michigan, May 25th. A nonpartisan political education and community engagement campaign to promote the importance of voting. Here are some excerpts from that evening.
Christopher Jackson, question for you.
I come from a point of privilege. I don't face a lot of issues that a lot of our communities do. You know, I'm a white man, and with that comes privilege, and a lot of individuals don't recognize that. But I definitely do. And so a part of that is making sure that we're supporting our entire community. We're definitely, you know, asking for steps. First thing that we need to do is we need to make Lansing a sanctuary city. We had this go through. I spoke at multiple meetings. I know others at the other table spoke in favor of it as well, including us as parent and council. But that, we need to fix that. That's one of the top priorities, is to make sure that those residents in our community that might be targeted are able to be protected. Second is we need to look at LGBT community, especially the transgenders community. There's been a big issue with whether the restroom that is associated with what they identify. We need to be able to pass protections for that. We need to be increasing our funding for community programs. We need to be focusing on community building, and that's something that we don't really do very well. So a lot of people say, well, where are we going to get money? But, you know, with the leadership we're doing, we can make the money, we can find the money to make sure that our communities are safe, but also that everybody's access to whether it's education, after school programs, what was talked about earlier, the fact that in Lansing we don't have after prep programs is atrocious, in my opinion, and we need to fix that. And whether that's the city or the school board, either way, we need to fix that. So that's something we definitely need to take. And then with, part of the creativity is making sure that we don't have police brutality. You know, near the other day, you turn on the news nationally, you know, you see some case of police brutality, and we need to make sure as a city that we are preventing that from happening. And as part of the council, they definitely want to share that. That's going to happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Yanis Jackson.
There should be lots of steps taken to create an environment that is fair and equitable. So since city council is a position for the people, we should just start there with the people, going to different community groups and seeing what the concerns of the people are and going about the best way to address those needs and concerns, underrepresented groups, seeing exactly what is needed. And one thing that is done in a lot of work environments is education as far as diversity, finding a way to get different groups together so we can learn more about each other so there won't continue to be that gap, that ignorance towards our differences, and so we can be more accepting of one another. I think that is a step in the right direction. It's not an overnight process, but it is a process. And I think that's where we would start to engage with the community, increase civic engagement, going around to these community groups, ensuring that that we start to know each other and build more of a sense of community, crossing over barriers that we haven't in some time, strengthening within. Thank you.
Next to answer is Guillermo Lopez.
Thank you.
Well, I think that the city of Lansing has had several tries at becoming some sort of freedom city. I think we have some sort of infrastructure already. We're not a sanctuary city, but we have all the makings of a sanctuary city. We're a welcoming community, and we have a human rights ordinance. What we need is folks that work for City Hall that understand this different ordinances and rules and regulations and truly enforce them, as well as then working with the community for them to understand the rights under these rules and regulations. And I'm not saying just kind of teaching them, but I think working with them to really understand their rights and to be able to advocate for themselves as well as for their family. So a freedom city as such, I think that would all entail also the enabling of other community groups to understand and be part of the solution in terms of bringing people up to snuff in terms of what is there for their benefit. Most often, is people do not understand their benefits and their rights. And I think we need to do a better job of that so that we can have a true Freedom City, a city that respects everybody, not only that, okay, that accepts, but respects, regardless of socioeconomic status, education, etc. We need to be respectful of each other, and I think that is where we start. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Rubin.
All right. So for people who might not know, the Freedom City Idea campaign is one that's being pushed by the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, to establish or codify different steps like don't ask rule, clear identification rule.
Thank you for joining us.
We'll be back with more from Election 20XX City Leadership Forum.
You are listening to Equity Equals on the Michigan Business Network. Equity Equals promotes nonprofit businesses and social entrepreneurs that impact Michigan's double bottom line. Way more than we even thought to ask. Who's bad?